Okay, today's daf is Sota daf Chaf Aleph, and we will start with Chaf Mabes, continuing the sugyas of Sechus and Tiflus and related issues relating to the fascinating Mishnah that we had yesterday on daf Chaf. Says the Gemara, Yesh la Sechus haisa v'chulu. You remember, the Mishnah had said, and we have a v'chulu. Remember, v'chulu is by Mishnayos, and v'gomer is by Psukim, generally. Said the Mishnah yesterday that sometimes the effect of the water would be delayed, depending if there are zechuyos that the woman has. And there are zechuyos that last for a moment, some for a year, some for 2 years, some for 3 years. Says the Gemara, who is that according to? Mani Masnisan. We are on the Gemara Chafma base. Who is the Mishnah according to that says it could even be 3 years, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years? Mani Masnisan. Lo Abi Yosi ben Chanon, v'lo Rabbi Elazar ben Yitzchak ish Kfar Darom, v'lo Rabbi Yishmael. It's none of these three Tanaim to Tanya, because these Tanaim follow the following Braisa. First opinion, if she has a schus, so there is a 3 month delay, 3 month protection period. Kidei hakaras ubar divrei Rabbi Yosi ben Chanan. Why 3 months? 3 months is hakaras ubar. The zechus that if she would be innocent would be having a child. So the zechus of delaying is also 3 months, which is the time it takes for recognition of the child. Hakaras ubar. That's also why we know the halachas of avchana, of the separation of time between marriages. Midrabanan, a woman who gets divorced or her husband dies, is not allowed to get married for at least 3 months in order to have avchana. So there could be hakaras ubar. There is a question in the poskim, what about Bezmanazea, where you could have hakaras ubar beforehand, you take a pregnancy test, right? Do you still have to wait for havchana? Do you still have to wait for even chalitza we do on day 91, right? What about halachas of hilchas nida, vestos, right, disappear after hakaras ubar? Does that change if you know if a woman knows that she's pregnant before 3 months? All of these are discussions of the poskim. By many of them, we're allowed to assume pregnancy even beforehand. But that's what it says here, 3 months is the first opinion that she gets delayed. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, ish kfar darom omer, tes chadashim, 9 months, right, later, more, why, shenem, arvid niksa, v'nizra, zara, right, if she is in it, she will have a child, zara, ulalanu omer, and it says, elsewhere in Tehillim, zera ya'avdenu yisupar, and we darshim for the word yisupar, zera ha'ra'ui lisaper, zera that is fitting, ro'i, to be misaper. Rashi says, lichyos, v'lavoli de sipur shivcha shalmakom. Someone who will, is ro'i, to give over the shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the definition of a person. Ro'i l'saper. Somebody who would be misaper shevach shel Hashem. That is suggestion number two. And therefore, and that's all considered somebody, a baby who's 9 months old, baby who's born after 9 months, someone who is a ben kayama, who will be able to grow up and be misaper the shavach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is second opinion. So how long is that? 1 year. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Shnei Masrei, I'm sorry, that is 9 months. 9 months. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Shnei Masrei Chodesh, 12 months. V'yav b'shin ray l'davar, zeich l'davar. Even though there's no real proof, but there is a hint. What, not talking about a specific baby anymore, but now we're going to a totally different context, Nebuchadnezzar. After Daniel has already foretold to Nebuchadnezzar, you know there's a pasuk that's in Aramaic, there's a good chance it's from Daniel, and it's not from the one or two words elsewhere in Tanakh, which might be in Aramaic. Daniel tells Nebuchadnezzar that all these terrible things are going to happen to him, and then he says if he wants to help out and delay it a little bit, then he should do a couple of righteous acts. What are those? Dechziv. The pasuk says, Lohein Malka, the king, Milki Yishbaralach, if you want, I'm going to give you advice to help you out a little bit. V'chatoyach b'tztaka parok, your sins will be redeemed with tztaka. V'avayasach b'michan anyin, and your sins will be michan, will you'll have chain anyin by supporting aniyim, supporting the poor. Hein tevi archa lish leiv sach, right? That will be, give you some delay in your, to your shalva, you will have a little bit of wait before the payment, the punishment is meted out. Viksiv, and also it says, Kola metal Nebuchadnezzar Malka, it was all on Nebuchadnezzar the king, but when Viksiv, Liksas, Yarachin, Treyasar. A year later, he got a year respite before he was punished, right? The Rashi quotes on top that that's exactly what Nebuchadnezzar did. He listened to Daniel, V'chein alas Nebuchadnezzar, hoi makabis b'chol yom aniyah Yisrael, shehevi bagola, right, he collected the aniyim, v'ha yutzrichim mizonos u'mafarnason. So, he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, but he also did a little bit to try to delay it. Daniel was the one that gave him this advice. You see, he had a zechus, and it was delayed a year. So too, by this Isha Sota, that's what Rabbi Yisrael says, it would be delayed a year. But that's all against our Mishnah, which says that you could have a 3-year delay. Right? The three opinions in the Braisa are 3 months, 9 months, or a year, not 3 years. So says the Gemara, La Olam Rabbi Yisrael. Really, our Mishnah could reflect the Shita of Rabbi Yisrael. The Ashkach Kra De Amar Vitani. And there's another pasuk that the Braisa says, Dichsiv, Ka Amar Hashem Al Shlosha Pish'ei Edom. On the three faults and sins of Edom. Right? So you see three. If you have the Nebuchadnezzar, and it could be times three, so then that could be 3 years. That is the hint, right? Rashi says, Ashkach Kra De Amar Vitani, Shone Baha'arach Hazman, Klomar Mikra Katuv, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Marach Zman, Ad Gimel Pa'amim, 3 times. So if Nebuchadnezzar had it for 1 year, and Amos prophesizes 3 times, so then 3 times a year is 3 years. What does Rabbi Yisrael mean by it's not a real proof? It's only a hint. What do you mean? This is someone who deserved punishment. It was delayed. Why isn't this a good proof? So answers the Gemara, no. Dilma shiny ovde kochavim. Delo mifkid dina alaihu. Maybe an ovde kochavim is different. Why? Lo mifkad dina, the Mefarshim explain, because they might not get it in olam hazeh. Right? They might be saved to get it in olam haba. While Jews might be different. Jews, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, might give punishments in Olam HaZeh in order to have purity and give them a perfect time in Olam HaBa, so you might not have been able to compare it. That's why it's only a Zechel Adavar. It's not a full proof. Okay. V'yeshchus tola gimel shana v'chulu. As we said, so there were these chuyos that could delay the punishment. Zechus demai. Zechus of what? What, if she did any righteous act, if she did any mitzvah in her life? What zchus are we talking about? Zchus avos. What zchus exactly is being discussed? So zchus demai ilema zchus de Torah. Is it the zchus of her learning Torah? Ha eino mitzuve v'yosehi. She's not mitzuve v'yose. She's not commanded. And therefore what? Therefore, Rashi says, halo mifkada, quoting the source from Maseches Kiddushin, dichsiv limadetem osam es b'nechem, v'lo es b'noseichem, v'kiva deinem mitzuve, ein schara gadol ki mitzuve v'yose. Her schara is not as great as a mitzuve v'yose, and therefore, the Gemara is assuming that would not be strong enough to be able to prevent the punishment. Because of the principle of gadol ha-mitzuve v'yose, mi she'ena mitzuve v'yose, that and which Mufarshim Rashi elsewhere explains based on the fact that we have a greater Yitzhahara not to do what we have to do. We always, you know, if we want to volunteer, we can all volunteer. But to do what we have to do is harder. So Godel Mitzvah V'yose. So because she's in a Mitzvah V'yose, that is why it can't be that's the Schar and the Schus that we are talking about. Right? You could have said it's lesser of a Schar. She gets some Schar. Right? A woman can even make a bracha according to the Bali Tosfos and Ashkenazim on a mitzvah that she is Ptura from. So that is a question. But either way, the Gemara assumes that she's not going to get the enough schar, and that cannot be what the Mishnah is referring to. I mentioned it quickly in passing yesterday, but I just wanted to read it today, the Beis Halevi's thought. On a woman's obligation of Talmud Torah, as our Gemara talks about, Eino Mitzuve V'yose. The Beis Halevi asks in the beginning of Mishpatim, this is in Beis Halevi on Ala Torah, the Yesh Lohavid, he quotes the Medrash about Naase V'nishma, but Israel were Makdim Naase V'nishma, and that was something amazing. What's the emphasis of Hikdim Naase V'nishma? It wasn't just that they said Naase V'nishma, it was that they were Makdim Dafka the Naase to the Nishma. What's the emphasis? So explains the Beis Halevi, again famous, and many say it, but I'll read this, we'll say it through the eyes of the Beis Halevi. There are two elements of Talmud Torah. There's Talmud Torah Lilmod Abanas Lasos, to learn in order to know what to do. And that, says the Beis Halevi, every single Jew is obligated in. Because every Jew has to do mitzvos. And in order to know what to do, you have to learn about it in order. You can love Shabbos. But if I don't learn Hilcha Shabbos, I'm not going to know what to do on Shabbos. So that's Lomad Abanas Lasos. But then, of course, there's the second element of Limad HaTorah Lishma. Separate from, let's say I know exactly what to do. But I'm going to spend more time appreciating the mitzvah. I'm going to spend more time learning about mitzvahs that I'm never going to do. that, you know, don't apply to me. I'm not a king. And let's say the mitzvahs that aren't shayach mizman hazeh. So that's all liman haTorah lishma. But Hashem, here you bana beis hamikdash. There'll be more mitzvahs that are lamaisa, but there will always be also liman haTorah lishma. That's a second area of Talmud Torah. Says the Beis HaLevi, that was the beauty of Naseh v'Nishma. Naseh, by saying Naseh first, how could you do without knowing anything? So obviously you had to have learned. That's a commitment to learn before you do. What's the Nishma then? We'll hear and listen and learn even after we do. That's the commitment for Liman haTorah lishma. Naseh obviously has some Nishma before it. It was as if they said, Nishma v'Naseh v'Nishma. We'll learn about it, then we'll do it, and then we'll learn afterwards. Meaning, the Talmud Torah Lishma. That was the commitment that they made, and that was the godless of Naseh v'Nishma. And that is exactly the explanation given by the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah quoted in the Ran, Nedarim Daf Pei Aleph, where the Gemara discusses why the Churban Beis HaMikdash happened. Because Bnei Yisrael warrant Mevarech Batorah Tchila. So ask the Ran, why didn't they make Berachas HaTorah? What was so hard about making Berachas HaTorah? So the Beis HaLevi adds to the Ran and then in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah expresses his thought. The Beis HaLevi adds, unbelievably, the Gemara tells us in Menachas Membeis that you only make a bracha on the final stage of a mitzvah. Asiyasa gemar mitzvasa. I don't make a bracha when I ride a mezuzah, or when I cut the shofar off of the ram, or when I pick the lulav or esrog. There's no bracha there. I don't make a bracha when I put the tzitzis on the beged. I only make a bracha when I wear the tzitzis, when I affix the mezuzah to the door, when I shake the lulav and esrog. Only on the final stage of a mitzvah do I make a bracha. So, suggest the Beis HaLevi, that was the problem in the door of the Churban HaBayis. They learned Torah. The Gemara doesn't say they didn't learn Torah. They didn't make Birchas HaTorah. Why? Because they felt the learning was only a preparatory stage. It wasn't the final stage of the mitzvah. The final stage was the mitzvah itself. They didn't believe in Liman HaTorah Lishma. And that's why they didn't make a bracha on Torah. That wasn't a final stage. They only believed in part type 1, Berachas HaTorah, not type 2. And that's terrible, because that's not a commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dvar Hashem. Of course, we have to do mitzvahs. We have to keep to that commitment. But we also have to keep to Liman HaTorah Lishma. And that was Naseh v'Nishma. That was Shelo Berachas HaTorah Tchila. And then what does that have to do with us? He says, when the Gemara says that women are not obligated in Talmud Torah, our Gemara, lo mifkida, that's only type 2. Of course, women are obligated in Liman HaTorah type 1. Lo manamanas lasos. It might not be per se a separate mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's a hechsher mitzvah, getting ready to do the mitzvah, but definitely women are obligated in that. Like we saw the Ramah yesterday. The women are obligated in all mitzvahs that are shayach to them, to learn Torah about all the mitzvahs that are shayach to them. And therefore, says the Beis HaLevi, we have to be careful when we say women don't have to learn Torah. They have to learn plenty of Torah. But it just means that they don't have to learn, they don't have the added element of using every second of their lives for Liman HaTorah Lishma. And that's just to read one paragraph of the Beis HaLevi, Im hayu omrim Yisrael nase nishma v'nase, lo haya b'mashmos kabalosam rak ol mitzvos, el shemuchrachen lomod kodem kedei sheyedu heich lasos, v'haya nishma nimshach umavo l'nase, v'nase hari atachlis, v'haya rak kabala achas, u'mishem hachi amru nase, u'muvan me'elov, shemuchrachen lomod mikodem, v'yachar kach amru nishma, v'nimsa dahavi nishma tachlis bitzad atzmo gamkein. It's a separate value. The gamshelo yitzar cholumo mishamasiya gamke yumo mitzat atzma. V'nimsa idei akdama nase beis kabbalah shel beis tachlitim ol mitzvos v'ol Torah. And then he goes through all of the everything else that we mentioned. That's the Beis HaLevi, beautiful Beis HaLevi in Parshas Mishpatim. And that's the Vilna Gaon that we mentioned yesterday about explaining Berachas HaTorah. Why do women obligated to say Berachas HaTorah? Women, the Gra says, even though they're not mitzuveh, it's like in a mitzuveh v'yose, it's like a zman grama, which we've mentioned is difficult according to the Gra, because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in that way, and we gave Reb Chaim and the others. Okay, either way, this was all about a rejected suggestion of the Gemara. The Gemara says, back to the Gemara, what is the schus that the Mishnah is talking about that is tola for the women? Is it schus HaTorah? Can't be, because they wouldn't get so much schar for that protection. We'll have another suggestion later on, Hashem, on the Amud that says, no, maybe it is schus Torah. But first we move on to a different suggestion. Ela schus de mitzvah. You're right, maybe it's not schus of Torah, it's the schus of doing mitzvos. If a woman did many mitzvos, that could protect her. Says the Gemara, really, is that strong enough? Zechus de mitzvah, So what's the mitzvah? Mimagna kule hai, does it give, afford so much protection? V'atanya, ezu darash Rabbi Menachem bar Yossi, ki ner mitzvah v'torah or, Shlomo HaMelech says, mitzvahs are compared to candles, Torah is compared to light. Tala hakasa v'sa mitzvah b'ner, v'sa Torah b'or. The Torah is compared to or and mitzvahs to candles. As a mitzvah b'ner lo malacha, ma ner eina magina elo lafi sha'a. A candle is temporary. Candle is lit, and it could go out. So to a mitzvah protects at the time that you're doing the mitzvah. But af mitzvah eina magina elo lafi sha'a. Ves a Torah ba'or lo malacha, ma or megin la'olam, just like or protects forever. Af Torah megin la'olam, even when you're not learning. Va'omer, and he quotes the pasuk that we say at a siyum, b'salechecha tanche osach, and the pasuk continues, b'shachmecha tishmar alecha, guards you, v'akizose yitizichecha, that's what the Torah does, b'salechecha tanche osach, ze olam hazeh, b'shachmecha tishmar alecha, when you lie down, it will guard you, zu misa, right, when we're lying down, v'akizose yitizichecha, lasil avo, that's in the future. Remember we had back in Nazir, if you find a kever, and the person sitting in the kever, you can assume it's a non-Jewish kever. Because that's not how we bury. Right? That's what he says right here. That's a reference to Misa. Because that is the position of Jewish burial. So you see that mitzvahs only protect Bishaita. So they're not strong enough. They wouldn't protect the woman in this case. Stop there for a minute before we do the mashal. The Nefesh HaChayim says in Shaar Dalid, when he discusses the power and the protection of Torah and mitzvos, he quotes our Gemara, so the Chafala, that's how he starts off the Perek, the difference between Torah and mitzvos, and he says, how does Torah protect? Well, we know, the learning of Torah, it relates to every single limb of our body. Yadua bezara, the tar and mitzvah. Sari mitzvah zimuchubanim kenega tari givarim. Vigidim sheba adam. Uba asos adam achas vi mitzvah Hashem karoui miskadesh al yada oso haever amuchuban kenegda. When we're involved in a mitzvah, so then that limb that is keneged, that mitzvah is strengthened. Umechaye oso, and gives it life. Oh, in bav it is dominantly other achas mitzvahs Hashem Hashelo seyasena. Or if an avera comes across our path and v'nimna upeirish v'lo asa'a, and wait, I don't do the avera, I protect myself. Nosin alav goes to Yerushalmi, nosin lo schar kos a mitzvah, meaning that limb also gets purified and sanctified, and that's ela mitzvah sashiyaso osa'a adam v'chay bohem. That gives me life. Right? The Mishnah Berurah talks about this also in his Hakdama. Amnam, but says the Nefesh HaChayim, Kishaha Adam Osek Batorah, Ksiv Bei Ulechol Bisaro Marpe. The whole flesh. There's not one limb. Talmud Torah affects the whole body. Like it says in Erevin, Chash Berosho Yasek Batorah, Chash Begroni Yasek Batorah, Chash Begroni, whenever something's not feeling well, right? Chav Osek Batorah. And Lehipachas Bishalom. Avon bitul Torah, hu gamke keneged kulam. If I should be learning, and I'm not learning, not only am I affecting one limb, I am affecting my whole mahus, my whole chiyus, because Torah is what keeps a person alive throughout. And that's what the Gemara says. If I'm having Yisurin, and I don't find anything else, be told it al Talmud Torah, because that's the one that goes for all. Similarly, he writes in the Ruach Chaim, Ruach Chaim is Ruach Chaim Yevolajan's commentary on Pirkei Avos. He writes in the beginning of the sixth parak. Says beautiful. He says continuing Ba'archa Nira Or when he talks about Torah being light. Imagine he gives a mashal. Where does it start from? He says Kedimyon Hanichnas Lecheder Hamelech Beveis Genazav. You're able to go into a treasure house. King lets you go into a treasure house. Once you go into that treasure house and it's beautiful and lit, you see on the other side of the treasure house another door. Another door to go into a deeper, more special treasure house. So you go in there. Once you go in there, you get used to the light and you look around and you see another door inside. And it keeps going. I would never know there's another door inside unless I'm in the first treasure house. I didn't know. It was, I just didn't understand. It says that's every cheder of Pnimius and Chachmas HaTorah. We don't realize there's another door until we get to the first level of light and the next level of light. V'im lo nichnas mitchila ba'cheder harishon lo haya yodea me'uma im yish chadarim pnimiim zelof nimizeh. So the chen le'inyan HaTorah. Unless we get to the first stage of sweetness, then we're never going to get to the next stage. And it keeps going. Ayidei or shemasig mitchila roeh ki yesh od or gadol mizeh. V'chein hala. V'ayidei zeh yis'ave taiva lahavin lahasig. There's more of a taiva, more of a taiva. Sometimes we might think like, he knows so much Torah already. What does he want to know more for? Look at our Rebbeim. They've been learning and they know so much. And they never stop learning. They have such a taiva. Yeah, because they're in a more, pnimi room. They're inside. They see there's another door there that we don't even see yet. We don't see that door yet. Halavai, we should get there. But says the Ruach Chayim, that's the mashal, and that's the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in Masechta Sukkah, where the Gemara says he wasn't meiniach davar katan davar gadol sichas shualim sichas akov similis, all those things that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a baki in, because he reached inside all the doors. He got inside the palace. That's the Yesh. That's the 310 from the last Mishnah in Shas. Right. That is the discussion of both the Nefesh HaChayim and the Ruach Chaim regarding the mashal of Torah being or. So, back to the Gemara. So Gemara says, mitzvahs are great, but can mitzvahs protect her even at the time that she's not doing it? And now the Gemara gives the mashal. Mashal, second wide line. Mashal la'adam shayim mahalich b'ishal naila. A man is walking, it's very dark. Va'afela, it's totally pitch black. U'misyari min ha'kotsim min ha'pchasim min ha'barkanim. And he's nervous, he's going to get caught on the thorns, and he's going to fall into a hole. U'mechayara, u'min alistim, and robbers, and wild animals. Ve'eni yodea, ve'eza derek mahalich. He doesn't know where to go. It's totally dark. Nizdamna lo avuka shalor. He gets a torch, he has light. Nitzal min ha'kotsim u'min ha'bechasim u'min ha'barkanim. So now he could see. He could protect himself from the thorns and thistles and the holes. V'yadayin misyari mechayara u'min ha'listim. But the wild animals and robbers, so that you have a torch. That's not going to help you. Ay, v'eini yodea. And also he doesn't know. Be'ezah derech mahalach. He doesn't know which way to go. Ah, kivan she'ola amud ha'shachar. Once morning comes, nitzal mechayara u'min ha'listim. So the candle afforded a certain level of protection. That's like the mitzvah. But Torah is light. So when it gets morning, lions, the wild animals don't come out at night. And now he said, it's clear, robbers don't come. So that's the Torah. V'adayin eino yodea ve'eza derech mahalech. But then the mashal even continues and says, but he still doesn't know which way to go. Even though it's light, he's still traveling through the forest. He yelled at Parshas Drachim. Once he comes to Parshas Drachim, which the Gemara will say, there's a few lines, what exactly that is. It's a certain realization. Nitzal mikulam. So then, that's the highest level. But it goes from mitzvah to Torah to Parshas Drachim, which we don't know what it is yet. So you see, does a mitzvah have that kind of power? Before we answer the question, the Brisa just finishes. Davar acher, aveira mechabe mitzvah, vein achveira mechabe Torah. Right, the avera that she did, the yichud, and maybe what she did, that could extinguish the mitzvah, even though it cannot extinguish Torah. Shenamar, mayim rabim lo yuchlo lechabos esoava. Right, even great waters can't extinguish the love, which is a symbol for Torah. So miman nefshach, ask the Gemara, what is the schus of the Mishnah? Is it the schus of Torah? She's not obligated. Is it the schus of the mitzvah? That's not strong enough. So which is it? So Amar Rav Yosef, and then Rava both say maybe it's the schus hamitzvah. But it is enough. It is enough. How? I'm Rav Yosef, first version. Mitzvah be'izna da'asik ba migna umatzla. A mitzvah, at the time that you're involved in a mitzvah, it both protects from Yisurin and saves from doing other averis. It's like a mitzvah goveres mitzvah. Matzla, it saves from being overcome by the Yetzirah. Be'izna de'lo asik ba agune magna asui lo matzla. When you're not involved in it, then it protects you from Yisurin, but it does not protect you from the Yetzirah. Torah, bein be'izna de'asik ba, bein be'izna de'lo asik ba. Torah always, migno matzla. Torah does everything, right? Both protects you from Yisurin and from the Yetzirah. Says the Gemara, Maskav la, Rabba or Rava. Wait a minute, Elamayata. According to that, Doeg v'achi tofel. Two of the members of Sefer Shmuel, who were not Zecher Latova, right? Doeg was known as the Baal Lashon Hara. He was the one that told Shaul that David is hiding out in the city of Nov, and he was the one that massacred the city of Nov. Terrible. He was the one that argued that David shouldn't be the king back in the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos. V'Achitofel. Achitofel, the advisor that went over from David to Avshalom, who advised Avshalom to be with his father's Pilagshim, who ultimately was betrayed. Avshalom when he lost, Achitofel committed suicide. But these two, terrible. Milo Aski Batorah. They were involved in Torah. They were tremendous talmidei chachamim. Amaylo higina alaya, but that didn't protect them from their demise, right? From following their yetzahara too, right? So what do you mean that the Torah always protects in both ways? Ela marava. No, you have to modify Torah beidna da asik ba mignu matzla. When you're learning Torah, then you have both protections. That's why there are various gemaras and shas, that when somebody's learning Torah, they can't be affected by the malach hamavis. That doesn't apply to Zman HaZerach. There are people that are learning, that are taking, but at least David HaMelech, or other, Rebbe Yehuda, his Talmidim were davening, until the maidservant broke the shards, they stopped, and then the malach hamavis was able to take Rebbe. But either way, Torah, at the time, it does everything. Bidna de lo asikba, when you're not learning, aguni magna asuli lo masla. It can protect from Yisurin, but it does not save from the Yitzhahara. And therefore, and that's Torah. Mitzvah, bidna de asikba, bidna de lo asikba, but a mitzvah, aguni magna asuli lo masla. A mitzvah can protect from Yisurin, even not at the time. And asuli lo masla, but it won't protect from Yitzhahara. So if this woman is going to have a delay of the Yisurin because of mitzvah, right, mitzvah is strong enough. Period. Stop there for a moment. That is daya number one. There is one mitzvah that the Rishonim discuss that maybe is unique and special in terms of its protection powers. One mitzvah. Besides the general category of mitzvahs that are discussed here, and that is the mitzvah of mezuzah. The mitzvah of mezuzah, we know, has a shmira element. And it's not just a hashkafically shmira element. The Rishonim discuss it. The Rambam discusses this a little bit in Hilchas Tefillin, and even though the Rambam screams at those who just do the mitzvah of mezuzah for protection. The Rambam says, it's not a skula. The Rambam says, the Rambam's against people who write all these kemiyas. The Rambam says, no, it protects you, but the Rambam would say it protects you from and makes you always think about Hashem. That's what the Rambam would say. The Rambam says, famous lashon that I like to quote in the end of Hilchot Mezuzah. The person has to be Zoyer Mezuzah. The Cholzman sheyikanetz veyetze. Whenever you go through a doorway, Yifka beyichud Hashem Shmosh Lakadosh Baruch Hu veYiskara Havaso veYeir Mishenaso. Remember His love. Wake up from your sleep. Vishkiyosa v'havli Azman veYed. And you remember, this is a refrigerator Rambam. She'ein davar laolam ulolmei olamim eli yediyas olamim bilvad. The only thing that's eternal is our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umiyad, and when I remember that, Hu Chozer L'Daito V'Chulu. So, mezuzah is unique. But the tour quotes Shmira. We know Hashem Shomrecha, the story of Unkelus, Avodah Zarah Daf Yod Aleph, where he pointed to the mezuzah, and that was how he was able to convert all these people that came to take him back. The mezuzah has special power. The mezuzah Hashem protects us on the outside. The Torah says, after quoting that mezuzah gives you arichas yamim, he says, "V'gedola mizeh shehabayis nishmar al yada kamosha darshu bepasak Hashem shomrecha melech baser adam mi bifnim biavadav shomer nosom mi bachutz v'yatem." Unkelus says, "You sleep inside, v'akadosh baruch hu shomer eschem mi bachutz." That gives it the amazing protection. But lo ye kavanas amakayma. But when you're makayim it, you shouldn't do it except for the mitzvah saboriyus Allah. And the Taz on that tour in Simon Reish Pei Hei in Yaredeya quotes our Gemara in Sota and says, even though this is true by all mitzvos, that a mitzvah is only Migna Matzla B'Shaita, but when it's not B'Shaita, it's only Migna and not Matzla. The Taz says when it comes to mezuzah, there's special status. That's the Taz here in Yaredeya, Reish Pei Hei. He quotes to explain this tour. Afilu im eina adam osek klum v'ele yashin al mitaso mikamakom gedola mitzvah zos afilu be'idna delo asikba Megina alav. V'zeh hefech v'mad isa besota. Mitzvah lo magna le ela be'idna da asikba. V'kan tamid megina alabayis. Beli po'ala adam. Uz, elashu yashin. U'kamon shasiyim atur. That's the tour that is even greater than other mitzvahs. You might say that the tour is not against the Gemara, obviously. You might say that the Gemara is talking about other mitzvahs, not mezuzah. But you also might say that be'idna da asikba doesn't mean when you're involved in it. It means when you're fulfilling it. So mezuzah is different in that even when I'm not involved in it, I'm fulfilling it. It's on my door. Right? Similar, you might say, to tzitzis. Tzitzis also, every second, I'm not thinking about wearing tzitzis, but every second is a mitzvah. Right? If I didn't make the bracha, I can make it as long as I'm still wearing it, because I'm still fulfilling the mitzvah. So there are other mitzvahs. So you don't have to say the Torah is against the Gemara, that's the language of the Taz, but it could be, I mean, osik sounds like involved in it, but either way, right? It also relates to the sugi of osik b'mitzvah, patam and a mitzvah. The Rishonim discuss, what if I'm wearing tzitzis? I don't have to do any other mitzvah. osik b'mitzvah? No, it means that if you're involved in it, that might be why the Taz says what he says, because osik usually means involved. Okay, let's continue. As you see, there's a lot more here. These are jam-packed dafim here in Maseches Sota. Let's continue, though, now. The Gemara says, Ravina Amar, right in the middle of the daf, a second opinion. Ravina Amar lo'olam schus Torah. Go back to what we said earlier. Really, it's the schus of the Torah that protects this woman. Uta ka'amrit eina mitzuveh v'yoseh. Ah, you said before that she's not mitzuveh? You're right. Nehi tipikute lo mifkada. She's not commanded. Ba'agra, but she gets schar. Ba'agra demakrenu mastin banayhu. With the schar that she wakes up early and sends her kids to yeshiva. And Rashi says, look at Rashi here, second wide line, shetarchos al b'neihem. They bother themselves, lahavim lebeis ha-sefer, likro mishnah, v'lashdos mishnah. They're involved in getting the kids to school. V'natrin lulu gavrayu, and also they wait for their husbands, adasvei be'edrusha. The husband has a chavrusa at night. They wait up. And they wait till they get home. Milo palgin badayu. Do they not split and get some of that schar? Of course, they get plenty of schar, says the Gemara. And therefore, that's what's meant. They get schar of Torah. Even if it's not per se their Talmud Torah, it's the Talmud Torah of their husbands and of their children in which they share in. And the Ben Yehoyada expands upon this here. The Ben Yehoyada says, Vigam, he says, for Tamit, for like in the days of old more, where the husbands learned outside the city, said for sure. But gam osam shalom di bebeis hamedrash beiram heim holchin baboker baboker lebeis hamedrash. Right? When are many dafyomi shiurim? Right? During the time that the kids have to get out to school and to this and the carpools and the buses and the breakfasts. Now my wife is getting the schar. Right? You know, she has the harder job. Right, we just come here and learn Torah together. What a schus we have. But it's our wives, right? And men, I'm sure all over the world there are, you know, people are involved in Talmud Torah while the wives are involved with the children. Obviously, we have to help out our wives as much as we can. But either way, says the Ben Yoyada, Uboim Balaila, Umuchrach, the Hanashim Mashgichim Alimar Abanim Bebeis HaSefer, V'yafilu Bali Malacha, O Bali Masa Umatan. Gamhim hochim la'asakim shalahem, business trips, mena boker ad erev, kemosha kasav, yase adam lefa'alo, v'lavadaso ade erev, v'nimsa ha'nashim ashkichim alimud rabbanim, v'lachein tala davar zeb enashim. You're right, sometimes the men can be involved, but the women are the ones that are the akaros, abayis, the ones that are very involved, and this is the Gemara, the Ben Yoyada says, they get the schar, this is there, we mizake them in their avodas hakodesh. Okay. My parsha is drachim, finishing up, getting back to what the Brisa said before, that if you wake up the mushal, right, if you have this torch and the morning, but when you come to the crossroads and you see the signs, that's what really helps you get on your way. What's parsha's drachim? Amar Rav Chisda, Zet Talmud Chacham b'Yom HaMisa. Think about Yom HaMisa, like Gemara says in Brachas. You think about Yom HaMisa, that's supposed to motivate us, like Yitzchak Avinu is motivated by the Yom HaMisa. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar Zet Talmud Chacham b'Yiras Chet. Right, reaching the level of Yiras Chet in an appropriate way, that will bring us on the proper path. And Rashi explains what Yiras Chet is. Mar Zutcha Amar Zetamad Chacham, the Sakale Shmeitz Aliba Tehilchasa. Once we've reached the level of someone who has tapis accepted lahalach and accepted by their friends, right? So then that is somebody reaches a level that they're able to say something coherent in Torah. So that is also a tremendous level. Right? We had this once before in this Masechta. If you remember, back on Dav Zion, where Moshe Rabbeinu was davening for Yehuda, his bones go back in. He goes into the Beis Medrash. He gets he's able to say a shir, and finally he says something. Aliba Tehilchasa. That was the high level of Yehuda being brought back. Okay. Weiter. Davar Acher, finishing up the Braisa also. Aveira Mechabe Mitzvah and Aveira Mechabe Torah. The drasha was that Aveira could extinguish a mitzvah, but not Torah. Amr of Yosef, Darshe, Rav Nachman, Rav Yosi, Lahai Kraki Sinai. Rav Nachman, Rav Yosi, Darshan this Pasik, right? In Mishle, Kisinai, like, they got it straight from our Sinai. Ve'omale Darshu, Doeg V'Achitofel. Had Doeg and Achitofel darshaned it like this? Hachi lo ratu basar David. They wouldn't have run after David, right? They both were anti-David. Doeg earlier, Achitofel later, right? Doeg didn't even want him to become king. And Achitofel was later, right? He was the one that went over to Absalom to bring down David. The Marsha notes that the psukim we're about to describe is that they both failed, that, oh, David sinned, so it must be God's going to reject him. Doeg was much earlier. So the Marsha says it doesn't mean that the darshan this exact story. It means the message of this pasuk, says the Maharsha. But says the Gemara, Dichsiv, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Lemor Elohim Azavo Vigomer, the enemies of David said after the story of David and Bathsheba, God left him. Right, all these punishments. Remember, David got the Nasan and Avi told David that he was going to get a quadruple punishment, four punishments. Right, his baby was going to die that was just born, and Amnon and Tamar, the terrible tragedy that happened between them, and then Amnon was killed and Avshalom was killed. The four punishments for what he did. So his enemy said that, oh, God's not with him anymore. My drosh, what did they darshan? Doeg and Achitofel, lo yira b'cha ervas davar, v'shameach arecha. If you have an ervas davar, right, if there's some tricky actions, so then Hashem's going to leave you. Right, they know, then that's what they said, David and Bathsheba, even though technically maybe she was divorced, the get krisus that she already had, but it still looked bad. V'hein einam yodim, sh'aveir mechabe mitzvah, v'hein aveir mechabe Torah. But they don't realize that Tovitz Torah also protected him. He was punished for what he did. But the power of Torah protected him. My Bozia Vuzulo. So now we're getting back to the pasuk that was quoted earlier, the end of a pasuk earlier. So Amar Ula, what does it mean? Lo Kishimon Achi Azariah, V'lo K'Rabbi Yochanan D'Bei Nasiya. Not like those two situations where there was a partnership of what we would call Yisachar and Zevulun. Both of these, Shimon Achi Azariah, if you look at the first parak in Zvachim, Shimon was a Tana, his brother Azariah supported him. And that's why he gets to be called Shimon Achi Azariah. And Rabbi Yochanan was also supported by the Bei Nasiya. Ella, so that's not what this pasuk is referring to, as Bozia Fuzilo, which is saying, oh, it's not a good partnership. Ella, what's the pasuk referring to? Hillel v'Shevna. Hillel, the great Hillel, and Shevna his brother. Techiyazar of Dimi, Amar. Hillel v'Shevna Achihavi. They were brothers. Hillel, Asak b'Torah. Hillel was Osek b'Torah. But Rashi says, Mitoch Oni Rav. He never had money. Rashi quotes the famous Yumalamed Hay. Right? What does the Gemara say? Hillel's Machayev the Aniyim, because he went up on the roof and it was snowing, and he didn't take no for an answer, and he kept learning Torah, so nobody could ever say that they're too poor. They're not poorer than Hillel. And Ozem Nacharsim was Machayev the Ashirim, and he had a million investments, and he went around and learned Torah. And Yosef is Machayev the Rishoyim, right? Those who have tremendous Yetzaharas, right? With Eishes Potifar, that's the Gemara. Lamed Hayim Abeis Imasechas Yuma. Rashi quotes here, bottom line. But that's Hillel. Hillel was terribly, terribly poor. And yet he had a brother, Shevna of Ariska. Shevna was a businessman. But Lasof, Amrle, Tanaro, Veniflog, at the end of his days, you know, his brother Shevna said, "No, let's split it. I'll get some of your Torah Schar," right? You can't make an agreement afterwards. Doesn't work that way. And the in Yaradeh, they talk about this in Elchas Nama Torah too. Yotza Baskal V'yamra, Emite Nishas Kolon Beso. The Gomer, a person could give all of his investments, it's not going to... Right? What's the end of the pasuk? Bozia Vuzilo. It's going to be disgrace. It's not going to work. There is an important lashon, now that we finish, just to go back. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the Shari Tshuva, in Shar Shlishi, Os Reish Tes, yes, the Gemara says that Torah protects. But if somebody is a habitual over Avera, then that could even override his Torah. If somebody happened to do an Avera once, and they know a lot of Torah, but they do it very well. Okay, the Torah could protect. But if somebody, and Rachman al-Aslan, we've seen this in history, people who know a ton of Torah, and then they fall. People who know a ton of Torah, and then there's a terrible thing in the front of the newspapers. Right, there's a terrible thing. Well, you don't have to go further than the stories in the Gemara. What about Achitofel and Doeg? They were tremendous Talmid Chachamim, but you know what? They didn't have their B'kfius. They were Lashon Hara. Right, whatever it is, if you do an Avera B'kfius, it's different. It's not just a one-time thing. The more you do it, it has a different status. Even in Halacha, we find that if you do an Avera once, it might have a difference in a different level than if you do Avera B'kfius. Rav Kook writes in Shabbas Haaretz, in Rav Kook's Sefer on Shemitah, he discusses, what happens if I don't violate, right, there's only a few Averas that are Aser Midaraisa during Shemitah. Not like Shabbos. It's only three or four. And then the rest are all Asa D'Rabbanan. Says Rav Kook, what if I don't violate any Isser D'Oraisa during Shemitah? But I basically work my land as usual. Work my land, I violate Isser D'Rabbanan. But I don't do any D'Oraisas. And I'm Kavua. I don't just one time. So says Rav Kook, that's an Isser D'Oraisa. If you do an act B'kfius, if you violate B'kfius, maybe it's the Aseh, V'shaf Sa'aris, but he says if you do it B'kfius, so then it can turn into a Daraisa. And he quotes the Ramban. Which Ramban? The Machlokas. Also, a known Machlokas between the Ramban and the Ramban about the Isra of Negiyah. An affectionate touch of an erva, right? Shomer Negiyah. Negiyah derech, derech taiva, derech hibuch v'nishik. An affectionate touch of a boy and a girl who are not married. So, the Rambam says that's an Issa d'Araisa, lo sikri v'legalas erva. The Rabban says it's an Issa d'Rabbanan. Says Rav Kook here, but it's clear. He says, it's only d'Rabbanan if it's derech akroi. Sha'asru chachamim hakreva afilu b'pam achas. Kemo etzem gili arayis. Avo b'derech kvius? Let's say it's a boyfriend-girlfriend, it's a serious relationship, who aser be'emes ben haTorah, even according to the Ramban. Umishem hachi, and then he quotes Midrashim to this effect. But you see, sometimes if you do an Aveira, bekvius, it's different than doing it ba'akroi. Not just cumulatively, but qualitatively, it's a different type of Aveira. It could even go from Durabana to Daraisa. And that's what the Rabbi Yonah says right here, about doing an achitofel. You can have a lot of Torah. But even that could be undermined if somebody doesn't have Arabic fias. Okay, there's also a lot about Yisachar and Zevulun. We've quoted in the past Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's thought in Parsha Zos HaBracha. How is it possible that Zevulun is going to know as much Torah as Yisachar? There's a midrashim like that. So how, they could be in the same base medrash in Shamayim. He didn't learn. So he goes through that really, as long as he's Osek L'Shem Shamayim. All you have to do in life is to have the Amelus. You knew all of Torah, right? In utero. Then you just have to earn it. So even if you are Osek, Bitzar Chetzibur, you've earned it, and therefore you get the Torah back. He talks about that in Emes LeYaakov, which we're not going to read right now. But let's continue now. Amid Beis, on top. Amar Ben Azai. Chayiv Adam Alamidus Beno Torah. Mer Ben Azai says, you have to teach your daughter Torah. Because what's going to happen? If she has a schus, she's not going to realize. And she's just going to be malshin. On the Mayamarim, she's going to say, the whole thing is a fake. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, no. Kol Malamed is Bito Torah, Malamda Tiflis. Whoever teaches their daughter Torah is teaching her Tiflis, some type of foolishness. Tiflis Al-Gadaydach, really? Torah is called Tiflis? Ela'ema Ki'ilu Limda Tiflis. No, it's as if. Ki'ilu. And this is the Rashi that we saw yesterday. Ki'ilu. Shemitocha Himevina Armumis Va'osed Devar Bahatznei. She has a little information and not the whole picture, so then she could use it in a negative way. The Sefer Chassidim says, I should have read it before. The Sefer Chassidim writes, of course, this is not talking about relating to the mitzvahs that she has to do. So you don't need the Beis HaLevi. It's obvious, but the Sefer Chassidim writes this in Shin Yud Gimel, right? Masha Amru, Shamalamid Isha Torah, Kilo Shamalam de Tiflis, Zehu Omek Talmud, Vitamea Mitzvahs, Vesodi HaTorah, Osan Ein Malam Din Leisha, Aval Hilchus Mitzvos, Yilmeva, Shimote de Hilchus Shabbos, Ech Tishmar Shabbos, Vechen Kala Mitzvahs, Kade Lasos Lizar Be Mitzvahs, Shaharebi Mechizkiyo Melech Yehuda, Anoshim Ben Noshim Gedolim Vektanim Yadu, Afil Taras Vekanshim. We find Chazal that everybody knew a ton of Torah. So we have to realize, everybody would agree that women have to learn Torah in order to do the mitzvahs. And it could be that Bizman Azeh, where they appreciate other chachmos, they have to be taught to appreciate the chachmos haTorah, not just the nitty-gritty details at the end. Again, as we said yesterday, the different opinions. Tosfos here quotes the Yerushalmi, which says, maybe Ben Azai, who allows a woman to learn Torah, who says you're obligated, is against Rav Elazar ben Azariah. What Rav Elazar ben Azariah? The Chazal about Hakel. What happens by Hakel? Everybody comes. Everybody comes. Who comes? Anashim Bam Lilmod, Nashim Lishmoa, and Katanim Litin Schalim Mivieyem. So Lishmoa, what do you mean? Why not Lilmod? They can learn. It says Ben Azai says they can learn. So Tosfos says, maybe Ben Azai is against that Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Maybe. Could also say it's different types of limud, but that is the Maritz Chayis here gets into the whole discussion. Maybe there's a difference between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh, right? They only heard Torah Shebichsav, and maybe that's a source for the Rambam we saw yesterday, that there's a difference between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. There's a nice, beautiful Maritz Chayis right here, and he goes through. Maybe that's also a difference between teaching a non-Jew Torah, a sugi in two other places in Shas, but we find many sources where they taught a Goy Torah, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh. That's the Maritz Chayis right here. On this Tosfos. Amar Rabbi Yavo, my time at Rabbi Eliezer. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say it's a problem? Tichsiv ani chachma shachanti arma. The Torah is talking. Kiva shenichnasa chachma ba'adam, nichnasa imo armumis. Right, that could be a negativity with a little bit of chachma. V'rabbanon, hi ani chachma my avdile. What do they do with it? Mi ba'ile, the Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Chanina. Tell Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Chanina. A'ein divrei Torah miskaimin, ela b'mi shemamin atzmo arum alehem. Torah, it does not stay except with a person who makes himself naked on the Torah. Shenemar ani chachma shachanti arma. What does that mean? What does it mean, naked on the Torah? Rashi quotes two deis. Rashi says, number one, I separate from Gashmias. That's not the focus of my life. So I'm naked from Gashmias. That's Shepirish Bikol Asakim and Aseh Aleh Ani V'chaser Kol. Maybe literally, maybe, right, Pasta Melech Tochel, you have to be ready to do that. That can't be your focus. Number two, Arma from the word Ma'arim, to come up with strategies in order to be able to learn Torah as much as I can, and to know Torah as much as I can. She is Kayim Tarasso Likbots Al Yad V'lomon Mikol Adam, to learn from everybody. Number two, another pshat might just be, Arum, I always have to think of myself as, I'm naked, I don't know as much as I should know. It's like I don't know anything. I have to learn more and more and more. That's what it means. I'm not covered yet. I'm not fully there yet. Number one. Amar Yochanan, similar, also from the Pasuk. Ein divrei Torah miskayim ela b'misha meisim atzmo kemisha eino. Torah is only miskayim by a person who considers himself like nothing. Shenemar v'chachma me'ayin timatzei. Right? Chachma from nothing can be found. Me'ayin, Rashi, min ha'asui ka'ayin. So again, this could have many pshatim. It means anava, humility, right? We had back in the first parak, right? We had all the chazals about gaiva, right? That there's not enough room in the world for a baal gaiva and a kadosh baruch hu. So the Torah goes through people who are anavim, and Torah is compared to water, flows downstream. So that's misha meisim atzmo kemisha eino. The Rav Dessler writes in the Miftam Elio, in the second volume on page 26, maybe this was also the gavlus of Naaseh v'Nishma, basically saying that we're nothing. We're saying Naaseh, meaning we're not even going to try to understand it beforehand. We're mevatel ourselves. Whatever you tell us to do, we're going to do. That's this chazal of Kamisha Eino. That was a Kabbalah, right? Because commitment means I'm going to commit to you no matter what. And that's Kamisha Eino. We don't have any independent existence, right? That's Lushma, to read Rav Dessler. Pirusha, histalkus kol negios amidos vaharitzonos shein hahagbalos hagashmios. Ubazer atorni tenes b'matana. And then the Torah is given to you b'matana. Bituya shal izbatlus gemura elav yizbarach. Then you can have the Nishma, right? Naaseh v'Nishma. That's the what he discusses here. Weiter. Reb Shua Omer wrote to Isha. As we see here, there's a lot more for these chazals, but we're touching. Wrote to Isha v'chulu. What did the Mishnah say? A woman would rather have one kav and tiflus from nine kav and precious. My kamar, what does that mean? Achi kamar. Rosha Isha v'kav and tiflus imo mitishes kav and precious. A woman would rather have one kav and to have tiflus imo. Here, same word tiflus, that's why this is here. To have a type of a private time with her husband from nine kaven and precious. What does that mean? So Rashi discusses this, Tosfos discusses it. All the pirushim all have one thing in common. A woman would rather have her husband home and in close proximity and have a little less food, a little less money, a little less anything, rather than to have her husband always traveling and away. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Hananel. She'd rather he be a donkey driver and home more often than a camel driver who's never home, who, even though he might make a better living, you know, will be out and miss all of the special times, in their family. So that's the message of the Chazal, but it's in the Mishnah because of the same tiflus, word. Good. Hu ayomer, chazit shote v'cholu. Heichi dami chazit shote. What is a foolish, pious individual? Chassid Shota, famous. Kigon. Tekatava itzabinara. There's a woman who's drowning in the river. Va'amar. And the man says, Lavarach aralis takuli balatsula. There's a guy who knows how to swim, who could save her. And he says, sorry, I don't look at women. I can't save her, I don't look at women. Sorry, I can't. That's the example given of a Chassid Shota in the Gemara. The Mefarshim explain, the Achronim explain. But isn't it an Avaki Liarayas? And isn't that the Harval Yavar? Well, we think of it as crazy, but I'm like, there's Abizrael de Gili Arayis, which is also Yarvel Yavar. So the Mefarshim explain, no. If you're doing it for Hana'ah and you get pleasure out of it, then you're right. But the average Jew should be on the level, if there's a woman who's drowning, you should be able to go in and not have any inappropriate thoughts and just save her. And that's not Abizrael de Gili Arayis. That's just saving a fellow Jew, and that's what should be the case. And that's why it's a Chassid Shota, because if a person's not on that level, right, a person, obviously there are halachis of a lav arachar l'stakulei be, but that is the example. Tosfos here quotes the Yerushalmi, who gives the other example. Tosfos an ichidami ra'a tinok mivabeya benahar. Somebody sees a baby drowning. Rachmana litzlan. Omar l'shekeechlo tfilin atzilenu. oh, I got to go first take off my tefillin, and then I'm going to save him. Yeah, it's a halacha, that's true, to not get your tefillin wet, and to keep your tefillin b'kdusha b'tara. But here, you know, atchkuzhu cholets tefillin, hotzis es rosho, the kid's going to die in the interim. What's the message? Appropriate chumras. Right, we've had shiurim on this in the past. We have to know that the hierarchy of values, a lot of times Judaism has values, but sometimes they come into conflict with each other. And we have to know what's the greater value and what's the higher value, right? The Ramah's famous line that we like to quote about Lifnei Iver, the Ramah says that, you know, you're not allowed to give somebody bread if you know they're not going to wash, because it's Lifnei Iver. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says 500 years later, after the Ramah, nowadays it's just the opposite. If you don't give them bread, it's Lifnei Iver, because that'll cause them to be more distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the greater value? Obviously, we can't violate, we can't do Averis L'shma, like the Gemara talks about by Yael. But we have to know, if there are two things that are in conflict, and a lot of times it's confusing, so we have to ask our Rebbeim. We have to know what to do. But here are two obvious ones that the Gemara says, Chassid Shota, one about the woman, and one about the tefillin. Okay, we'll have to stop here before we get into Rasha Arum. Again, we've had Shiurim in the past about Chumras, but we'll have to stop here. Okay, we'll stop here.